Christo Wessa has named former banker Paul Roelofse as his alternate on the Brait board. Roelofse replaces Wessa's son as the tycoon moves in on plans to restructure the investment company. The broad plan to reduce debt may involve fundraising, cost-cutting and asset sales. And Christo joins us on the line now with greater perspective on the moves being made around Brait. Thanks so much, Christo, for joining us this evening. So you've unleashed 416 million rand in shares to activists Investor Emergence Investment Managers, having established now a voting bloc. What leverage does that now provide the Wessa Emergence partnership that you now get? Because this has been a strategic move, one would assume, on your part.
You're perfectly correct. Yes, it is to, you know, to retain the control in Brait within the voting pool bloc. And the voting pool block in turn will be controlled by Titan.
Did you need to sell your stake in order to, you know, create this block?
No, it wasn't necessary to do it, but in order to structure the deal in a manner that works for both parties, that was the way we managed to structure it.
Okay, so this, as you pursue value unlock, of course, from Brait's investment portfolio, what's sitting on your list of priorities right now that need to be tackled? What would you like to see happen immediately at Brait?
Well, you know, Brait issued a statement, or made an announcement a week or two ago, where, in terms whereof they spelled out what the plan is going forward to maximize value for shareholders. So if you go back to that announcement, that plan remains intact with the full support of Mergence.
Okay, let's take a look at some of those proposals, because what has been put on the table is Brait starts selling off some of its assets. Are you fully on board with that?
Brait in time, no doubt, will realize some of its investments. But that has always been the plan, and that hasn't really changed. It's just, you know, putting some extra dynamism into the thing, as it were.
Dynamism? What sits on the chopping block as far as you see it, Christo?
No, there's nothing on the chopping block. You know, we've got excellent relationships with our investee companies, and together with them, we will work to improve the performance of those companies. They're all performing well, with the exception of New Look, which was caught in the severe downturn in the UK retail high street scene. But we are going to work with management in those investee companies to increase their performance.
Enhance performance enough so that you have the ability to slash 9 billion rand of debt at this stage, Christo?
That's right, yes. That's right.
So as extensive as that, what kind of timelines have you set in order for targets to be met?
No definite timelines, but you know, one should start seeing some action there between now and over the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, so of course, you know, dealing with operating or debt is one thing, dealing with operating costs another as well. I mean, that's estimated at more than 250 million a year. Just taking a look at where things stand right now, there've been, you know, a lot of eyebrows raised at the fact that this is the kind of operating cost that the company sits with, because it's a lot of company, a lot for a company producing negative returns. Are those concerns, Christo, warranted in your books?
No, we have already agreed at Brait level that those costs will be very, very substantially reduced.
Okay.
Very substantially. I don't want to put a number to it at the moment, but the entire compensation structure in Brait will be amended, and we will, in the course of the next few weeks, I think, give greater clarity on that. But what you can say is that the cost will be very substantially reduced.
Many Brait retail investors and analysts have wondered why the company maintains the same kind of investment and management team that got it into the mess that it's in. So, you know, is an overhaul needed on that front too?
Well, you know, it's always that difficult situation that, as you say, some people hold the management directly responsible for the lack of performance. On the other hand, you must remember there are these investee companies with which people have developed relationships, and we will be weighing all those things up very carefully going forward.
We had the merchant's proposal to unlock value initially suggest that Brian Myerson, who some investors will know from his days at Active Value and the fight he had with the Kirsch family over Prime Media as well, be brought into the board. What do you make of a suggestion like that?
No, we think, you know, that was based on matters that we were not directly involved with. We have subsequently made it very clear that Titan had received proposals from several people. We never received a proposal as an offer from the arbiter company. But in the end, the proposal that we chose to go with was the proposal from Mergens. And on that basis, we concluded a transaction with Mergens.
Okay, Christo, I've got to ask before I let you go, to what extent has the entire Steinhoff experience shifted the way you manage your investments?
Well, I don't know whether it has shifted it. It certainly put me on a whole new plane where I've got to, you know, start building again. But no real change except for the one very important change that I formed a business partnership with Paul Roelofse and Ian van Heerden, both very highly regarded bankers, to join my family company, Titan, in order to ensure continuity. They know my affairs reasonably well. They know the companies that I'm invested in very well. They have good relationships with people, and we are making, in that sense, some kind of fresh start.
Okay, on that note, let's leave it there, Christo. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Christo Visser.